And now looking ahead, Election Day is 22 days away, and there's a big race for governor in the smallest state. In Rhode Island, the incumbent, the Democrat Gina Raimondo, is up against the Republican Alan Fung. Raimondo beat Fung 4 years ago, and in this year's rematch, the economy is still front and center. Here now is Peter O'Dowd reports.
Factories like Salvador Tool and Findings in Providence are remnants of Rhode Island's once glittering manufacturing industry.
Hola, un momento.
Kimberly Salvador is on the factory floor of the family business. The jewelry her workers are stamping out of metal will be sold all over the world.
She's taken this piece and she just pierced out that. So now it's
there's a chunk of metal sort of in between the stem of a flower. So
yeah,
it goes from being a big chunk of metal to a beautiful, intricate flower.
Yeah, it'll be a square. Then it'll cut the outline, and then it'll cut all in between it.
A few decades ago, as much as 80% of the costume jewelry sold in the U.S. was made here in Providence. And a third of the state's workforce had a job in manufacturing. But globalization and the Great Recession nearly wiped out Rhode Island's famed industry.
It has a reputation as being the costume jewelry capital of the world. In the 20s, this area of Rhode Island went from a textile industry into manufacturing jewelry parts and findings, and those textile mills became the factories. The building that we're in right now was a textile mill, and then it was a bakery, and now it was Sage Manufacturing, a company that we purchased.
This was the industry in Rhode Island. How
it is still the industry in Rhode Island.
But it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has changed a lot, and a lot of people would say manufacturing in the U.S., you know, has diminished. And my response to that is there was a time when it struggled. But anyone you talk to that knows anything will say it's coming back, that people aren't that satisfied with going overseas and they prefer to have something made in the USA.
Are you happy with the direction that the state is going?
I am. I think we could do better, but I think that gets into politics, and I'm not going there.
But the politicians are.
When I ran for governor, we had one of the highest unemployment rates in the country.
At a recent debate, Gina Raimondo took credit for bringing Rhode Island out of the recession.
In fact, for most of the year that I ran, we had the highest unemployment rate in the country. In some industries, like the building trades, unemployment was over 20%. People were hurting. So I did get to work. I got to work changing the way we do economic development.
What she means is tax breaks. Raimondo lured big companies like Johnson & Johnson and a division of GE with generous financial incentives. Her opponent, Alan Fung, who is mayor of the city of Cranston, is not impressed.
The culture that the governor subscribes to of corporate welfare, those millions that have been given for many developments that produce only a few construction jobs, no long-term jobs, that's going to be dramatically reformed, and many of those millions are going to be cut.
And Fung has his own challenges. In this blue state, he has to tout his conservative credentials without hewing too closely to President Trump. And then there's this wild card.
Do you deny or acknowledge you draw votes from Mr. Fung?
I want to draw votes from the both of them.
Joe Trillo is running as an independent, and he could get a big chunk of conservative votes at Fung's expense. Trillo was the chair of President Trump's 2016 campaign in Rhode Island.
I'm not in it as a spoiler, and I would look right in their eyes and tell them that. I'm tired of the party politics.
So how will those three candidates do in the race for Rhode Island's governor? To get some answers to that question, I went to this very busy street corner in downtown Providence. Of course, it's the capital of this tiny little state. And I asked Maureen Moakley for some guidance. She's a political scientist, and she's been following politics in this state for a very long time.
I've lived in Rhode Island for 33 years.
So you know the lay of the land?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why did you bring me right here in this spot in downtown Providence?
I thought if we were talking about this race, this would be a good place to illustrate some of the changes that have gone on in the past decade, say. We were in the worst shape after and during the recession. We were at the bottom. and we were the last to come out of the recession.
Now, I've heard this a couple of times talking to Rhode Islanders. You were the first to go in, and you were one of the last to come out.
Right, and I think that's because we had a workforce that was relatively untrained for new technology. But up until fairly recently, they were able to make a living in manufacturing, a good middle-class living, have cottages, little cottages down at the shore and things like that. But all that changed, you know, in the 80s and the 90s. And so when the recession hit, we really weren't prepared for what was coming. And it really hit us very hard.
How much did that pain affect the political psyche of the people here?
I think they were pretty cynical about politics because we had been so long at a disadvantage economically, and people had promised things and not a lot of big changes occurred. In addition to that, there was a sort of a Hail Mary pass made by the last administration, Republican administration, that attempted to fund with state funds a gaming sort of video game for Curt Schilling that went bust.
And Boston Red Sox pitcher.
The Boston Red Sox pitcher. It cost us over $90 million initially. We got some of the money back. But that really gave people a jaded perspective on economic redevelopment and what people were doing. So added to the long downturn and sort of deep recession we had, this was an attempt to pull us out, and it failed, and it left people pretty cynical.
And yet here we are today, 2018, we're about to come up on the midterm elections and a big gubernatorial election here in Rhode Island. And we see construction crews here, hard at work on a project.
You're right. Well, the thing is, we are in a good spot now. In other words, we have come out of this recession. Our unemployment numbers are above the national average. I think that's why you see all these cranes in the sky and so forth.
Let's talk about Alan Fung. He is a Republican, and the polls do show Raimondo ahead, but not by that much. Is that a surprise to you in a blue state like this?
It is going to be an interesting race. It's not going to be a cakewalk for Gina Raimondo. She's going to have to work really hard, and she's going to have to get out her voters. So in that sense, I am not surprised. There are people in this state who are concerned about old Rhode Island, what it was like, and Alan Fung's message resonates with them. He's got a good story. He's the son of Chinese immigrants. He worked in a Chinese restaurant. He went to the local college where she is, Yale, Harvard, Rhodes. So it's a very, very different picture.
The most recent University of New Hampshire poll, which came out after my conversation with Maureen Moakley, has Raimondo pulling ahead. But even in deep blue New England, you can't discount the conservative vote. And there are pockets of Rhode Island where Fung will do well.
We're walking buddies.
We're walking friends. 4 miles a day. Rain, snow, sleet.
Right here in this park.
In this park.
I met Fung's supporter Ron Ancone and his friend Alan Shagnon on their daily walk around a pretty little park in the city of Johnston. Trump beat Hillary Clinton here by 14 points 2 years ago. What are you leaning towards right now?
I'm leaning towards Fung, yes.
And why is that?
Because we need change. Change of leadership.
What's wrong with the way the state's going now?
Bankrupt. The pension funds are not funded. That's the problem.
Oh, now you've brought up a very controversial point, Gina Raimondo and what she did with the pensions. Is that something that still bothers you?
That still bothers me. And people that I work with that have pensions that have been cut, it's wrong.
Back when Gina Raimondo was state treasurer and Rhode Island was bleeding cash, she cut cost of living increases for Rhode Island's pension system. And on that issue, memories are long. But for 25-year-old Amanda Mercadante, who's also breaking a sweat on her morning walk, the choice is clear.
I'm a big Gina fan. I just like that the economy has gotten better with her. We can actually see results. She cares about schools.
Do you think she deserves the credit for the economy?
I think she's done a lot, and I would give her a good deal of the credit.
The question is how many people will agree with her in November. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.